One of the stranger comedies at Sundance this year will soon be at a theater near you. It's casually known as Daniel Radcliffe's Farting Corpse Movie. The actual title is Swiss Army Man. In a moment, we'll hear from the film's directors, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. First, here's Bob Mondello with his review.
Hank is shipwrecked on a tiny island and is placing a noose around his neck to end it all when he spots something washed up on the beach. It looks like a person.
Are you okay?
It is a person. It is, in fact, Daniel Radcliffe, but he's not okay. He's dead. He's also, rather disconcertingly, making noises. We are maybe 12 minutes in as directors Kwan and Scheinert make the leap from realism to fantasy. They have Hank, who's played with a sort of exuberant melancholy by Paul Dano, harness the body's flatulence, riding it as if it were a motorboat from the island to more hospitable shores. There, he discovers the body has as many usefully fantastical properties as a Swiss Army knife. It is a source of fresh drinking water and a compass of sorts, using an appendage I can't talk about on the radio. And also, with gas escaping from its mouth, as well as from other orifices, Hank starts imagining it might keep him company.
Talk to me, please. Okay, buddy?
And he does talk.
Okay, buddy.
And Hank punches him.
Are you here? I thought you were dead.
Am I dead?
I don't think so. You're talking.
Yeah. Or I'm just hallucinating from starvation.
Possible, which does not keep the conversation from going to places most conversations don't, as the once suicidal Hank explains living to his lifeless buddy, and Radcliffe, by the way, is giving an amazingly physical performance as he's tossed and rolled and jackknifed around. The thing that Swiss Army Man makes clear is that it is precisely the things people don't talk about that make life, life, and worth living. I'm Bob Mondello.